Allison McKenzie website. Allison McKenzie. Com Facebook. Facebook.com/AllisonMcKenzie Viroyal Twitter @Ali_J_McKenzie you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Nodo you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? We were fortunate to move to Viroyal in 2021, and have quickly set to putting down roots in this community. I fell in love with the parks, shorelines and people instantly, and I look forward to shaping the town that I'll call home for many, many years to come. I have lived in a number of different cities both in Canada and internationally prior to moving to the Greater Victoria area, which has given me the opportunity to observe different approaches to common community challenges. I firmly believe in looking to other jurisdictions for ideas and evidence of what works to create a healthy and thriving community. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have been a public servant and policymaker my entire career, starting in 2007 with the federal government in Ottawa. I then served in the UK civil service and currently led policy in the BC provincial government, focusing on BC's labour shortage. I look forward to applying my passion for public service, relevant knowledge and experience to the municipal government where I will more directly see the impact I have on my community. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I proudly hold a seat on the Viroyal Board of Variants since 2021, my strata council in the southern part of Viroyal, and the Board of Trustees for the Royal Oak Burial Park since 2020. I have a passion for developing others which I practice through volunteering as an English tutor for new families to the Greater Victoria Area, GVA, and as a part-time college lecturer. Previously, I have served on the board of directors for multiple non-profits and charities for mental health in the GVA. Why are you running? What's your motivation? The concerns that residents like myself are facing today are unprecedented: inflation, climate change, and general uncertainty. I want all residents to feel heard and be able to thrive as our community grows. The increase in council size will allow for different perspectives and voices at the decision-making table, and I would be honored to be one of them. As a career public servant, I am naturally drawn to improving the community, and my educational, career and living experiences have given me many ideas and perspectives that I hope to bring to Viroyal. What are your top three issues? Housing and infrastructure. I will take a holistic approach to all development decisions to reduce negative impacts on green space, traffic, and the sense of community, character of Viroyal. Transportation and traffic. As we and surrounding areas grow, the issue of traffic and pollution will only increase. I commit to identifying potential solutions for congested stretches, and making walking and biking more accessible options. Community, services, Viroyal's population and demographics are changing. For all residents to thrive in the long term, I will explore avenues to attract local business and services, including family doctors. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for Viroyal is for it to be the most desirable area in Greater Victoria to live, with amenities and services that are second only to its beautiful nature. I endorse an intersection of different housing options which allow for growth and changing demographics, while preserving the sense of community that residents of Viroyal currently enjoy. I picture a vibrant town centre where people of all ages come together to support our local businesses and access public spaces and services. Those communities internationally which are happiest and healthiest have a visibly greater number of pedestrians. If elected, I will work to prevent the urban sprawl seen in many other cities where people are reliant on vehicles and don't know their neighbors. What's one big idea you have for your community? Given the location of Viroyal, we will always have through traffic from surrounding cities. And as Viroyal and those cities grow, traffic will worsen if we don't take action. To help towards addressing the issue, I will work to improve accessibility to the ENN and Galloping Goose by creating safer connecting bike paths throughout town. I will encourage the town to explore public bike rental stations, bike maintenance stations, and more secure bike parking options to make cycling a more convenient option. Additionally, in the case of long-standing traffic areas, such as the Island Highway, I will ask staff to explore creative options such as diversion routes, roundabouts and reversible lanes in the direction of rush hour traffic.